Welcome to the Spirit Lamplighter Podcast. In tonight's episode, I'm going to talk about something that we all do from time to time, hopefully less and less as we get older and we learn more things and wisdom starts to kick in. It is negative self-talk, that self-sabotaging kind of conversation that we have with ourselves. This is something that can become habitual. If we don't catch it soon enough, we may make little jokes about ourselves, call ourselves klutzy. We could try to fit in with conversation that is an attempt at trying to beat somebody else to the punch of saying that we're not all that in a bag of chips, which really, according to some, this is all ego. But we are not going to get into that right now. Let's just kind of paint the scenario. You wake up in the morning and you're about to get out of bed, and say maybe for some reason you grab your phone, or you're remembering a conversation from last night that wasn't so great. Maybe you did something that you're not happy with. Maybe you made a wrong decision, or in your perception it's a wrong decision. Or it could have just been an interaction with someone that wasn't very pleasant. Or perhaps you don't feel like you are worthy of that new job that you just heard about, or you don't think you're equipped or capable. Whatever the case might be, sometimes it's just those funny little things, or the things that we think are funny that we say to other people. You know, we're focusing on maybe new gray hairs that have come in, or perhaps we talk funny, or maybe there's some little quirk that we have, and so we kind of try to beat the other person to the punch of pointing that out. Well, that's kind of what I want to address. So let's get into what's going on dynamically with our energy when we do that. Yes, everybody knows about the law of attraction, or they've heard about it. If you haven't, then you've got some things that I'm sure you're going to be hearing about as time goes on, especially on this podcast. The law of attraction is really a scientific principle. It's a universal principle. It is something that can be described with physics and science, and it's the cause and effect. What you put out, you're going to get back. So if you're exuding a negative attitude, or you're doing some sort of an action, putting forth energy into a thought and acting on that, and it may not be a beneficial one, you're going to call that back to you. It may not be instant. Sometimes it will. But it is going to come back. And some people call that karma. There's a whole lot of things that can be discussed about that particular topic. But let's just call it that. Let's call it cause and effect. And of course, if you have a positive attitude, positive outlook, positive speech, mannerism, action, your heart is reaching out. You have this open space that's not only sending out good vibes and wonderful things, those are positive vibrations which are going to be acted upon by the universe and bringing back those things to you. It's like you've experienced this every day. If you've paid attention, sometimes you will have noticed it. Sometimes you may not have noticed it. Perhaps you're an overall lucky person. And if we were to look at you, probably we could say overall you're a positive person. But say if you wake up in the morning and you're about to get up and you have, I don't know, something that's happened that causes you to respond in a negative way. Maybe something falls in the room. Maybe you stub your toe. And you're focused on that for a minute. You kind of dump a bunch of energy into that, and then something else happens. Maybe you drop your coffee cup on the floor. Maybe the dog runs underneath your feet and you trip. Who knows? There could be any number of things. And they seem to build one after another. So by the end of the day, all you want to do is pull the covers up over your head. You say, I don't understand what happened today. It just got away from me. It was an awful day. I don't want to repeat that. Or you could have the other scenario. And you're waking up like one of the Disney princesses. You literally have birds singing outside your window. I know this is very Pollyanna, but still, it's kind of a little bit of an exaggeration to point out that how we respond and how we react makes a difference in our next moment. It affects our now, but it also generates energy to create the next moments that we have every single day. So, and they do, they compound, they actually kind of, they build up speed, momentum, acceleration, and you can really get into either a downward spiral or an upward spiral. And we have the ability to choose. Well, can we stop something if we're going in a negative spiral? Well, yes, absolutely. But if you've listened to Esther Hicks and Abraham at all, you will have heard that example where it talks about stopping a train is almost impossible. It takes some doing to try to bring it back around again. And it takes a lot of conscious focus and effort and realization that it's going to take practice and it's going to take consistency. But yes, absolutely, these things can be changed. They can be shifted. One of my friend's favorite phrases is pivot and shift. And she is spot on with that. We say that all the time to each other. Because when you see that something is going in a direction that you don't want, or when you see that something is manifesting or about to manifest that you do not want, you still have the ability to make changes and improvements and tweak it and go in the direction of your choosing. And that's it. We need to choose. We need to consciously be aware and choose. If you just allow the day to get away from you, well, you may not be consciously choosing, but you are making a choice about allowing that to occur, whatever it is that's, you know, marching in front of you. So I just wanted to focus on that a little bit and say this also applies to the seeds that we put out there by speaking into our own lives, those things that are negative about ourselves, even in jest, even by joking. There's truth in every joke and in every jest. So what that means is, if you say something about yourself, oh, I'm too short, oh, I'm too fat, oh, I'm too klutzy, oh, I'm too whatever, you have a belief point there, and that is going to take some time and focus on your part to eliminate, shift, pivot and shift, choose something else. If you notice that something's coming out of your mouth that is not kind about yourself, that is not uplifting or supportive, catch it right there. Catch it right there and combat that by saying something positive about yourself. Say, now you may not be able to cancel the statement that just came out of your mouth, but you indeed are able to start paving a new pathway with kindness and loving words towards yourself. And in time, you will eliminate all those patterns of belief and those patterns of detrimental vernacular about yourself. You will start framing in a new picture of health, love, and joy. And it's not only is it possible, it's essential. So that's all I wanted to talk about this evening. I just wanted you to kind of listen along, If any of this applies to you, then perhaps it might be helpful to remind you some things that you can do to make some changes for the better. I love you and I bless you, and I look forward to talking with you again. All right, have a great evening.